With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal investigators now confirming that a trackside sensor had failed to detect a burning rail bearing in enough time to perhaps prevent the train derailment catastrophe in East Palestine, Ohio. President Biden will be allowing Iran to set up absentee polling places in the U.S. for the Islamic Republic's upcoming election.
The decision has sparked protests from conservatives who note that Iran remains the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorist attacks, including against Americans. Richard Goldberg with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies told Voice of America, quote, "How and why we would facilitate such a charade for a state sponsor of terrorism that is hunting Americans every day is beyond me." The administration says this is not the first time that Iran has been allowed to use absentee voting stations inside the U.S. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a lot of us are on the move.
If you think airports are crowded this summer, it's not your imagination. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened a record number of travelers on Sunday, just under 3 million people. The TSA expects to break the 3 million mark on Friday, as many Americans get an early start on their July 4th travel plans. The TSA expects to screen more than 32 million people between Thursday and July 8th. Airlines for America, a trade group representing the largest U.S. carriers, predicts that air travel this summer will rise 6.3% over last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Flooding remains a big problem across waterlogged areas of the Midwest and the Plains, and there is more rain in the forecast for some areas. Meanwhile, an early summer heat wave persists. Today's forecast high for Phoenix, 108 degrees, feeling like 112. On Wall Street, the Dow down 117 points. This is SRN News. Are you a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court's decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers to help a child live as the opposite sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration, thereby invalidating similar bans that are in effect in dozens of states. This is SRN News. Those delays at the car dealer, well, they're cyber-related.
CDK Global got hit with back-to-back cyber attacks. John Crane with Hawk Automotive Group near Chicago says they're going back to basics.
We can still fix their car. We got to do some, you know, handwritten paperwork. We can still order their parts and get them delivered. We can still sell them a car. We can take their trade-in and pay off their trade-in. All that stuff just requires a little bit more work.
And more time. Crane says switching back to paper is hard for anyone used to computers.
The people who've been around longer, you know, the guys who have maybe a little salt in their hair like me, we remember how to do it before the computers too.
A CDK spokesperson says they have begun the restoration process. I'm Ed Donahue.
We Americans are feeling somewhat less confident this month. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, has dropped when it comes to expectations for the near term. More details at SRNnews.com.